This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Russia's embassy in North Korea says the country has eased stringent epidemic controls in the capital, Pyongyang, that were placed during the past 5 days to slow the spread of respiratory illnesses. North Korea has not officially acknowledged a lockdown in Pyongyang or a reemergence of COVID-19 after leader Kim Jong-un declared a widely disputed victory over the coronavirus in August. But the Russian embassy's Facebook post had provided rare glimpses into the secretive country's infectious disease controls. The embassy posted a notice on Monday issued by North Korea, the foreign ministry informing foreign diplomats that the special anti-epidemic period imposed in Pyongyang since Wednesday was lifted as of Monday. Police video of the deadly beating of Tyree Nichols by officers in Memphis, Tennessee, is hard to watch. The images are a glaring reminder of repeated failures of efforts to prevent police brutality. Nearly 32 years ago, the savage beating of Rodney King by police in Los Angeles sparked calls for reform. Such brutal scenes have repeated themselves, with police killing roughly three people per day since 2020, according to statistics. The Memphis officers were fired and faced murder charges, and their so-called Scorpion unit has been disbanded by the police chief. Turkey's president has suggested his country might approve Finland's application for NATO membership before taking any action on Sweden's. The two Nordic nations applied jointly to become members of the military alliance following Russia's invasion of Ukraine. In a pre-recorded video released on Sunday, President Recep Tayyip Erdogan indicated Turkey might sign off only on Finland. This is VOA News. Syrian opposition activists and pro-government media are reporting that drones have attacked a convoy of trucks in eastern Syria shortly after they crossed from Iraq. The Sunday night strike comes amid heightening tensions between Iran and its rivals in the region. It was not immediately clear who was behind the attack on the convoy in the Syrian border region that is a stronghold of Iran-backed militias. An opposition war monitor and a pro-government radio station said the strike targeted six refrigerated trucks. No one claimed responsibility for the attack. Voters in Tunisia have shunned parliamentary elections, seen as an important test for their president and the country's troubled democracy. Preliminary estimates from the National Electoral Commission said the turnout in Sunday's runoff election was just 11.3% of Tunisia's 8 million voters. Many disaffected Tunisians stayed away. The influential Islamist Party and other opposition movements boycotted. Independent observers reported scattered violations. The runoff is seen as a step in President Kais Saied's push to consolidate power, tame Islamist rivals, and win back investors to save Tunisia's test-teetering economy. But the low turnout casts doubt on the future parliament's legacy and could complicate his plans. Preliminary results are expected on Wednesday. U.S. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy says now he's looking forward to discussing with President Joe Biden a reasonable and responsible way that they can lift the debt ceiling when the two meet on Wednesday at the White House. It'll be their first sit-down since McCarthy became Speaker of the House. McCarthy tells CBS's Face the Nation that he wants to address spending cuts along with raising the debt limit, but the White House has ruled out pairing those two together as the government tries to avoid a potentially devastating financial default. The speaker is pledging that cuts to Social Security and Medicare will be off the table entirely. After a Florida baby is safe, being found abandoned outdoors about an hour after being born, the sheriff's office said the girl was wrapped in a blanket and still attached to a placenta when found in a hill outside a trailer park early Saturday morning. The temperature was in the low 50s. The baby was taken to a hospital and was healthy. Authorities used dogs and a drone to try to find the mother, but they were unsuccessful. Florida has a safe haven law that allows parents to leave newborns at fire stations,